Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, check this out. This is the Fox News footage they don't want you to see. They will not be airing this, but we still have it. I want to show you the moment Representative AOC cooked Fox News host Jesse Waters so badly, I'm pretty sure his entire lineage, his entire bloodline got roasted in the process of just this one 30-second video. Now, this was incidentally captured by the Midas Touch Capitol Hill reporter Pablo Reports. He's doing great work, and he captured this interaction that was supposed to be a gotcha moment on AOC for Fox News, but it quite literally backfires. This is Jesse Waters, on-the-ground journalist on the right, the guy on the right. He's always going around asking these gotcha questions, trying to get Democrats while throwing softballs to Republicans. AOC was not playing around. She snaps back in such a way that this clip got millions and millions of views overnight because Jesse Waters is an absolute creep. You know, just last night, this absolute slimeball started off his segment about Renee Nicole Good, the 37-year-old mother who was tragically killed by ICE. He starts it off by making fun of her and deriding her and talking about how she had she/her pronouns and insinuating that because she was a liberal, this isn't really that much of a loss of life. Just a completely callous segment. I want to run through what's happened to Jesse Waters over the past 24 hours because it is disastrous. If you want to join the counter movement to Fox News, if you want to join the truthful movement, then make sure you drop a like below and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are the variable they did not account for. The Trump administration is suppressing the press, the mainstream media. They're suppressing law firms, universities, but not us. We will continue to push back against people like Jesse Waters who just want to spin a narrative. Check this out. I think it's important to show you the propaganda that we're up against, the propaganda that we're fighting against every single day. This is effing ridiculous.
Fox News alert. A woman was killed today during an ICE operation in Minneapolis. No! An ICE vehicle was stuck in the snow, and while trying to push it out, activists began harassing and blocking their path, boxing them onto the street. A woman parked her car, preventing the ICE agents from leaving, and was ordered to exit the vehicle.
All right, we're only 24 seconds in, and he's told six lies. That is a lie every single sentence. First of all, protesters were not trapping ICE in. The majority of cars on the street, if you look at any video, were ICE vehicles. Then you can see videos of Renee Nicole Good waving ICE to go and pass her car. Then multiple cars end up passing her. She is waving, and then as she's turning, the incident plays out. But it gets even more disgusting. Listen.
Officers attempted to open her door after she wouldn't comply. That's when she backed up her car and gunned it straight at an ICE agent.
That did not happen. She steered off again. Even the video he has on screen, even the video he has on screen is actively undermining it. There is no ICE officer in front of her car. She is steering off in the other direction, and he has his gun pulled up, shooting from behind. What they're showing on screen is incongruent with what Jesse Waters is saying.
The agent opened fire on the driver to defend himself. Christy Noem, who was in Minneapolis today, overseeing operations, is describing it as an act of domestic terrorism.
From who? From the ICE officers?
The woman who lost her life was a self-proclaimed poet from Colorado, with pronouns in her bio. A 37-year-old white woman named Renee Good. The Daily Mail says she leaves behind a lesbian partner and a child from a previous marriage. She was a disruptor, though she considered herself a legal observer.
This is some disgusting, disgusting stuff. He is snidely saying that she had she/her pronouns and had a lesbian partner, and saying that she left behind a child as if she's like an irresponsible parent. She was a widow. Her husband passed away in 2023, and now the child is an orphan. And Fox News, this is not even like state propaganda anymore. This is a different level. They are showing videos on screen that are incongruent with the stories. They're telling stories, like fabricated lies. And they're just hoping their audience doesn't have the eyesight to see that far, to see clearly enough what is on the exact same screen. This is why it's so satisfying that Jesse Waters was absolutely owned by AOC last night. Here's how the transcript goes, because it's kind of hard to hear the beginning part of it. The Fox producer comes up and says, Jesse Waters would like to invite you on a show. Why don't you come on a show? AOC goes, he has sexualized and harassed me on his show. I'll let the interaction play out from there. It's a really good one from AOC.
Would you join him?
He's accused me of, he has sexualized me on his show. He has sexually harassed me on his show. He has engaged in horrific, sexually exploitative
That's not true, Congresswoman.
It is true, because he accused me of sleeping, of wanting to quote unquote sleep with Stephen Miller. So why don't you tell me what you think is acceptable to tell a woman? Thank you.
Ooh, genuinely left speechless. Someone in the background even goes, ooh. And if I back up a little bit, you can see the moment. I mean, you can't see his entire face on the right, but you can see, you can sense. He knows he fucked up in that moment. Let me show you the clip that she's referring to. Yeah, Jesse Waters, if you're going to go on air and just sexualize Democratic politicians and talk about who they want to sleep with, don't expect those politicians to want to come on your effing show. This stuff makes me so incredibly mad.
Do you think that MAGA men are insulted by AOC?
No, I think AOC wants to sleep with Miller. It is so obvious, and I'm sorry, you can't have him. Miller is the best. I know him well socially, and the man is not overcompensating. Dana, I know...
Dude, imagine consuming this all day, every day. So it's like a sexualized joke about AOC, then it's just glazing of Stephen Miller about how he's got the best personality. Stephen Miller is the best. To who? Satan? To Hitler? Who is he the best person to? I don't know what kind of person you'd have to be. Parker Manko points out, Jesse Waters didn't just cross a line. He built his entire career on this. When women tell you they were harassed, the correct response isn't denial. It's accountability. I think it's only fair to end this off with this clip. Never forget that Jesse Waters is the same guy who bragged about slashing a much younger colleague's tires without her knowledge to get her to hitch a ride home with him. Literal creep. I mean, these are the types of people that enable and embolden Donald Trump. If in 2016 you heard the Access Hollywood tape when he said, grab her by the pussy, they let you do it, and then you hear the way he talks about women throughout the years, yelling at women reporters, and you still cheer and enable that, of course you're going to be doing stuff like this.
When I was trying to get Emma to date me, first thing I did, I let the air out of her tires. She couldn't go anywhere. She needed a lift. I said, hey, you need a lift? She copped right
Does
in the car.
Does she know this story?
No, she doesn't know this story.
Does she watch your
now
show?
She Jesse,
she
Jesse Jr. does. Show?
You're basically the Zodiac killer.
It has a happy ending.
Really?
Yes, we're married.
Oh, did you really do that?
Is that the first time you did it, or did you use that before?
It works like a charm.
Oh, okay. Kathy Lee.
What is Fox News even about at this point? What does Fox News even cover at this point? But in all seriousness, there is a certain type of Democrat that is able to slash through the Republican bullshit, and it's a certain type of Democrat. Just to be candid, the vast majority of our politicians, even a lot of our messengers in the media, just have so much fluff and so much padding, and they're not as surgically explosive in the way that they need to be, you know? That's something I try to embody when I go on CNN or when I do the debates. I try to be concise, convincing, assertive, and not let liars walk all over me. And AOC is one of those Democrats. AOC is so incredibly good. And I could see her continuing. I mean, she's going to continue to rise as a star in the party. I don't exactly know when the election will be where she hits the national stage and just runs for president. It could be 28, but she's still young. She's still early career. There is a lot of time. And I see AOC as a huge, huge star in the party. Thank God she took down this Jesse Waters co-host. I love you all. And peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to spinquest.com right now.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.